Of a woman who did miyun to the yavam is also to have yibun done to her. Who is the tzara also to? It can't be to the other brothers, because Shmuel says that even the woman who did miyun herself is mutter to the other brothers. So it must mean that the tzara is also to the yavam to whom the miyun was done. Now, why is it that she herself is mutter to the other brothers since she did not get the miyun? Since they did not get the miyun, and yet the tzara is not mutter to the yavam, even though they did not give the miyun. Gemara says this, and for the Gemara, it's a gzeira, so that one should not come to do yibum to the tzara of his daughter, tzara's bita, in a case when the daughter does miyun to him. For the acting where the Mishnah said that if the erva does miyun, the tzara's become mutter. Presumably, this is discussing when the erva did miyun to the yavam, because if it refers to where she did it to her husband, that would be the same thing as getting divorced from her husband, which is separately mentioned in the Mishnah. We see from here that even when she does miyun to her yavam, the tzara remains mutter for yibum. And for the Gemara, no, maybe that it refers to where she did miyun to her husband before the death. And the Mishnah is mentioning two types of divorces, so to say. If so, there's no proof that the tzara becomes mutter when miyun is done to the yavam. For the acting Gemara, why is it that when she does miyun to her husband, the marriage becomes annulled and the tzara becomes mutter for yibum when she does, but not when she does miyun to the yavam? And for the Gemara, it's because when she does miyun to the yavam, she appears to have been married to her husband at the time of his death, and that makes the tzara look like the tzara of an erva. Zok the Gemara of Asi said that tzara of an eilinus, a woman who never can have children, is also for yibum based on the pasuk that says v'hoya ha-bechara asher teilin, which means that the yavama must be capable of having children. Since an eilinus can't, she remains an eishes zach, and therefore makes the tzara also as well. If sheish is asked, a mishnah discusses the case where a woman who fell to Yibum had Maimer, which is a rabbinic process which acts like Kedushin to the Yavama. So the Mishnah discusses the case where the woman who fell to Yibum had Maimer done to her by one of the brothers, and that brother then died without children. Mishnah says that she, and by extension her tzaris, are then usher for further Yibum, the Rabbanon, based on a pasuk and a smachta that says, Umeis Echod Mehem. The Mishnah comments that this is the one case that we find that the Yavama becomes usher to the Yavama as a result of having fallen to him for Yibum. This would suggest to exclude the case of the tzar of an islandess, meaning that she would be mutter to the yavam. And for the Gemara, the Mishnah means that there is no other rabbinic case like this. However, the case of islands is deraisa, and the tzara of the islands remains also to the yavam, would not even require chalitza. In the case of the Mishnah, the tzara would require chalitza. For the Akhtamar, our Mishnah said that if the erva is found to be an islandess, her tzara has become mutter. The Gemara of Asi is discussing where the husband knew she was an islandess and kept her, whereas the Mishnah is discussing where he didn't know, and the marriage is therefore annulled as a mistaken transaction of Mechach Toyus. The words of the Mishnah prove this, because the Mishnah says that she was found to be an islandess. Rava argues in Arvasi and says that the tzara of an islandess is mutter, even if the husband knew she was an islandess, and even if the islandess was the yavam's daughter. With regard to the verbiage of the Mishnah, he says the word should be changed to, or if they were an islandess, not found to be an islandess. Zakhman my Rav named Rabbi Yechanan said the tzara of a woman who did miyun to the yavam, the tzara of an islandess, and the tzara of a remarried divorcee are all mutter to the yavam for yibum. Zakhman Ravaiter, Rav Bibi taught a brisa before Rav Nachman that Rav Meir says there are three women who may use contraception: a minor, because we're afraid she may get pregnant and maybe she won't survive the pregnancy; a pregnant woman, because we're afraid she may conceive again and kill the baby; and a nursing woman, because we're afraid she'll be forced to wean her child and the child will die. A minor for this purpose is a girl from 11 to 12 years old. Younger or older may not use contraception. Younger because they can't become pregnant, and older because she will not be endangered by the pregnancy. The Chacham say no contraception is allowed, and Hashem will have rachmanis on the women to protect them. Since the Bryce says that the fear with a minor is that she may become pregnant and may die, this suggests that it's possible for a minor to become pregnant and not die. If so, how does our Mishnah say it's impossible to have a mother-in-law who does miyun, because since she had a child and therefore can't be a minor, we see that a minor can have a child? And for the Gemara, the Bryce should say that she may become pregnant and then will surely die, meaning a minor who becomes pregnant will definitely, certainly die. Bryce says that we can't say that a mother-in-law did miyun since she already gave birth. Now, based on the above, the Bryce should say, because she's already an adult, because you can't give birth till you're an adult. So really a minor can give birth, like the original reading of the Braisa. But once a woman gives birth, she's considered to be a full adult, and therefore cannot do miyun anymore.